The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip was tetrarch of the region of Utira and Tacrinus, and Licinius was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, a voice crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. This is our response for today's psalm. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. One of my blessings, at least once or twice a year, is to go over to Tijuana. And I did that this past weekend. I just came back a few hours ago to help build a house for a needy family. And yesterday, this family, we surprised the family with furniture. We painted the house and we took them out for lunch. And while they went away for lunch, we took in all the furniture and everything and we made it so they could move in and we gave them the key. And this house, Teresa and Montezuma are the parents, and April and Richie are the two children. Richie is 4 and April is 8. And when they came in the house, we shouted in Spanish, surprise! And they're like shocked, they don't know what to do, because there's a lot of things going on. First, there's a lot of people, and what? We had no idea. And then the 8-year-old girl, April, she started overwhelmed with joy. She started crying and she buried herself into her mother's chest to contain her joy. And I can't figure out what she was feeling, I can't, but I do know it's this. Part of it is this. Oh my God. This is so good to be true. And afterwards, Richie and April went to their beds and they sprawled over their beds and they were completely, it's like they were sinking in the bed in complete joy. Incredible joy. Now I thought about this experience, and this is rare. It's rare in our lives when we can receive that kind of joy. But it does show us the nature of joy, because what happened there with all of us, there's something too good to be true. We don't deserve this. Why are people so good to us? That's one level. On the other level, there's a kind of connection, because when we're joyful, it gives us a deep sense of gratitude and solidarity, because people who are joyful cannot keep it for themselves. and we just share it. And even people we have issue with, people we can't understand or accept and forgive, we share joy anyway. Isn't this true? Regardless of how much extent of huge or small joy, these things happen to us. One, I can't believe this is happening. And two, there's a connection. There's a peace. And there's a solidarity based on gratitude. This is what the prophet Baruch talks about, the exile. Yes, the Israelite people did something bad and they think they were being punished. So they were exiled. But he spoke God's promise, and I don't know if you caught it. He proclaimed what is the name of the Israelite and what is our name. Peace of justice. Glory of God. This is who we are as people of faith. Peace of justice, glory of God. What does this mean? We're not always just people. There's plenty of things wrong in our church, in our world, in our government. But this peace and justice is grounded not on us, not on what we can or cannot do, but based on this promise of God. And the promise of this whole season is this. We are sinful people. We are divided people. Despite our sinfulness, despite our division, we are all saved by God, loved by God, given new life by God, and continually giving things in our lives which were like, oh my goodness, too good to be true. How could I be forgiven? How could I be given this gift? How could I not share this with others? And then the rest of Baruch into the gospel talks about this, preparing the way. What way? God will clear the path, clear the way from any exile, and God accompanies us, walk with us with peace and with mercy and justice. So the great promise of this season, the great hope of this season is God is doing this. God is doing this. As much as we can get out of the way and prepare this highway of hope. Because God brings greater life. God draws each of us. God wants to give each of us a place we call home. Now, you know, to have a place to go to, that's called a house. But to have people who can really love you, that's called home. We all have houses. We don't always think we have a home. But the message of this is God will bring all of us home. Home to ourselves, home to those around us, home to the heart of God. This is the great promise. It's too good to be true. Oh my gosh, I've done bad things to these people, or I have not been good or faithful. Could I still come home? Absolutely yes. And not only that, God does it. God is doing it. So how can we work with God to prepare a highway of hope? Two simple ways. Gratitude. Gratitude for the big things, but especially gratitude for the small things. More than 100,000 people in greater LA don't have a house. A lot of people don't have freedom. Even though we live in the desert, the vast majority of the world don't have enough water. What about simple kindness? What about people's patience with me? What about we go home and we get tired and sometimes we are grumpy with our kids and they give us a smile or they clean up for us? What about people who are patient to us? Those very simple things, we always take things for granted. And those of us who went, we shared our weekend and we said this, you know, in the US, we have a lot. We have a lot of material things, but we take for granted a lot, actually. And we don't pay attention enough to the simple kindnesses that this weekend, this family, this little girl, in the way that she receives a gift, completely reminds me, oh my goodness, Tree, there is so many small and great gifts in my life that I take for granted. So gratitude for the simple little things. The other one, notice when in our days when we don't have hope. Now, all you have to do is open social media and open the news, and there's a lot of things that steals our hope. It's okay. Can you and I talk to God about this? Lord, I'm sad, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in the church. I'm disappointed in this. But Lord, help me to trust in your promise. Help me to trust that you will keep your promise. You have kept your promise, and you will keep your promise. You and I don't always pay attention, but there's all those little things that steal away our hope. Like little ducks, you know. Ducks don't have sharp beaks, but if there are 500 of them around your feet, you're not going to be able to move. So every day there's little things that steal away our hope, and we don't pay attention, so they're like those little ducks, and then now we're stuck. And we can't be joyful people because we take things for granted, we're not as grateful, and we let hope be stolen. And the greatest hope from God, God promises to bring us home, a little more home, to ourselves, to others, to God. So whatever gratitude we can practice this season, whatever hope we can acknowledge when we lose it and when we ask for the gift of hope. And there's something very simple which will happen in about 25 minutes. Receiving the Eucharist or receiving a blessing. This is God bringing you and I home. Regardless of how much we sin, regardless of how much we are divided, our great hope is God brings you and I home. So in this season of hope-filled waiting, let us work with God to prepare not only a path of hope, but a highway of hope. And let us begin by receiving the Eucharist with gratitude. And when we say, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but oh my goodness, you come close into my life, into my heart, into my body. Let us prepare hope, grounded in gratitude, and trust in God's great promise.